Right, welcome to the full council meeting, 9th of December. To elected members, staff, public online, public will be speaking later. Item number two, council blessing, councillor Henford, would you please?
Ia mātou e whiriwhiri ana ina take kei mua i o mātou aro aro. E pono ana mātou ka kaha tonu ki te whakapau mahara huapai mō ngā hāpore e mahinai mātou. Me kaha hoki mātou katoa kia whaihua kia tōtika tā mātou mahi. A mā te maia te tiro whakamua me te hihiri kataia te arahi i roto i te kotahitanga me te aroha.
Kia ora. Item number three, apologies. I know the councillor Coates is online. No apologies. Item number four, declarations of interest relating to items on the agenda. I've not been told of any. Item number five, presentation of petition protecting Tamariki on Poplar. Councillor Henford.
Yes, kia ora. So I would like to, on behalf of the 724 signatories who have signed the petition protecting Tamariki on Poplar Ave, to present this petition as the Pakekiriki Raumati Ward Councillor with Poplar Ave being in my ward to council today. So the petition is calling for a safe crossing of Poplar Ave to be established at the end of Te Ara o Whariroa, the shared pathway through Queen Elizabeth Park. And this is to do with the safety of cyclists needing to be ensured to make sure that people have a really kind of safe and enhanced opportunity to contribute to the solutions that are desperately needed to the climate crisis, but also to people's well-being and making sure that safe cycling is prioritised and supported across the district, and that the welfare of walkers and cyclists on Poplar Ave specifically is prioritised. So yes, presenting this petition today on behalf of the 724 signatories.
Right. Can someone move that we the chair moves that we accept the petition and it's been sent electronically. I've got a seconder, Councillor McCann. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Those against, we have formally accepted the petition. You've got something else? Oh. Okay. Item number six, public speaking time for items relating to the agenda. Can I just say that I've sent an email to all the councillors about the requirement to keep it very tight because we've got public excluded activities coming up very soon. So be helpful. The first speaker is Murray O'Sullivan on the waste minimization update. She here?
Hi Marie, are you ready to speak? Yeah, ask her to mute.
You there, Marie?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You've got 3 minutes.
Thank you. As the chairperson of the group opposed to the closure of the Waikanae recycling facility, I'd just like to remind the council that the community is still opposed to this closure, and there's still a considerable depth of feeling within the Waikanae community about this closure. A lot of people are not very happy at all. And I think in consideration of this report, it's time to move away from this business as usual model, which is outlined in the report, and ultimately realise that this is not sustainable. We can't just simply keep closing facilities and then rely on commercial operators to pick up more and more waste. That is not what waste minimisation is all about. There are better ways of doing things, and I'm going to leave it up to Michelle Lewis to address some of these. I'd just like to mention that the current situation is that many Waikanae people have to travel to the Otahanga site if they want to recycle their own items, and there are some very real limitations regarding the site. It's dirty, it's crowded, there's insufficient parking, and this is difficult for older people who are often having to lug bags of plastics and cardboard and tins, etc., quite some distance to get to the recycle wall. And I understand it's now closed because it's flooded out. So I think those things need to be addressed as well. It does not serve the Waikanae community well at all. And we'd like to see a different approach, something that's a little bit more community orientated to what has been happening in the past. Thank you.
Thank you very much for taking the time. Any questions? No questions. Thank you, Marie, for taking the time to speak to us. The next speaker is Michelle Lewis. Yep, can you bring Lynn then? And Lynn is on the Poplar Avenue crossing. Yeah. Well, it's that one's not on the agenda.
It is a notice of motion, so.
Pop you on here.
Welcome, Lynn. You got 3 minutes.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm speaking on behalf of Kapiti Cycling Action in support of the Poplar Avenue crossing petition. Even before the QE track was built more than 5 years ago, the public said there would need to be a safe crossing on Poplar Avenue. I was at that initial meeting 5 years ago, and I clearly recall those views expressed. I also remember attending a community board meeting where the local mums made a very emotional plea for lower traffic speeds in the area. This council has known for at least 5 years of the limitations of this crossing, and you have failed to develop something better. No business plans, no funding requests. Council staff now maintain that this petition has come out of the blue. Well, it hasn't. At the same time as council was linking the expressway track to the QE Park track along Poplar Avenue without providing a proper road crossing that is safe for 10-year-olds, the project team for the expressway, which included council staff, built a very simple raised crossing on Makarini Street in Paraparaumu. It's a slow area with requirements for motorists to look for bikes. Something similar is justified on Poplar Avenue. We have to make the crossing more visible. We have to encourage drivers to slow. Otherwise, children and their parents simply won't use it. And while we wait for a proper independent review, council can take some immediate action. Paint the road, put up some signs that would improve delineation and lower the traffic speed. There are plenty of examples of this around the district. Ask the police to drop by at 8:30 in the morning or 3 p.m. in the afternoon when children are trying to cross the road. But before any of this happens, the council staff have to change their attitude. They have to accept that this crossing just isn't fit for purpose. Thank you.
Right. Questions? Councillor Rendell.
Yeah, thank you, Lynn. My question is that I was well aware, I was on the community board. I still have the PowerPoint slides that you presented about that area. And, today maybe something will come. Sometimes things are slowly progress in the council.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm well aware of, yep.
And of your and your question?
Well, so that is a form of question.
Mark Benton had the question mark that he puts at the end of it. No, nobody else? Kathy?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a question. I'll have a question at the end. The Paraparaumu Raumati Community Board supports this proposal, and it was actually in our long-term plan submission. But I'd like to ask you, Lynn, the government has a policy of road to zero. Would you support or be interested in becoming involved, because we have issues at Raumati Beach with the schools, Great Avenue with the schools, the safety of children going to school. So would you be interested in working with community boards, the councillors, and the schools, your cycle groups, the Raumati South Residents Association and others, to lobby the government to have the Minister of Transport come out to Kapiti to have a look at all our road safety issues we have in Kapiti? We have a lot of money thrown at making streets pretty and beautiful, but no money is being spent on the grassroots road safety things for children getting to school and cyclists. So I was just wondering if you'd be interested in getting the Minister of Transport to come out and have a good look at what's happening in Kapiti for roads for children and safety.
I'd be happy to support that. Could I make a comment that our group has got a strategic plan, which many of you may have seen. I know James Coates has seen it. And on that strategic plan, we have some high objectives and low objectives. One of our high objectives is to get children to cycle safely to school. It's also in your own sustainable transport strategy. You've actually got a statement in there. You signed it off earlier this year that actually says that the network currently cannot provide safe cycling for children to school. So I totally agree. Yeah, I'm happy to help. Sure.
Councillor Holliday.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Chair. Lynn, just wanted to have your comments or your thoughts with regards to the what you think of the quality of the road and footpath between the old State Highway 1 on Poplar Ave and Matai Road from a cycling and even a pedestrian perspective. How do you think the roading and the footpathing there, that link between that street and the cycleway on the expressway and the cycleway through Queen Elizabeth Park? Any comments on the quality of that little corridor there?
Well, since that petition started, there's been a lot of chatter on Facebook. We had a comment from Patrick Morgan, who is our spokesperson for the National Cycling Action Network, and he made an observation that the traffic needs to be, the traffic exiting Matai Road, going south, needs to have a message that it needs to slow. He suggested some changes to the curb. One of our members last year, when we were putting up proposals for funding under Julianne Genta's proposal, this was making our streets safer for walking and cycling, one of our members is quite strong about the Tamariki trying to get to Raumati South school along Matai Road. And he even suggested that, you know, provisions along one of the footpaths would be appropriate. You've got a nice new pavement which takes you down Poplar Avenue to the corner where the bus stop is, but when you get around the corner, there's virtually nothing there. So I mean, it's a mess. I mean, to be honest with you, the crossing's in the wrong place. You wouldn't recommend a pedestrian crossing on an intersection, because the child looks up and it looks right and left as it's been told to do. They have to look straight on ahead as well to try and work out whether the people coming down Matai Road are going left or right. I mean, it's a complete mess, really.
Right, moving along.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Councillor Buzzell.
Just quickly, Lynn, thanks for coming in today. You mentioned that you've been working on this for 5 years or been involved with this particular space for 5 years. Are you aware of any work that the staff have done to assess that intersection?
Well, it's been handled on a number of fronts. I mean, both Bernie and Cathy have mentioned road safety. We've been to road safety talking about it. We haven't talked about it, to the community board. We haven't talked about it at road safety, to my knowledge. Somebody can correct me on that. I think it's been talked about at CWB. I think Bruce Henderson's on your agenda today, so he's going to talk about the aspects on CWB. I haven't raised it with council before. To be honest, my group has really moved on to other things because we just felt we weren't getting any traction. This has really come up again from the climate change people saying we've got to get more children and being able to get safely to school. We've really come in again on the back of their request. I think we were. To some extent, we knew it was on the committee board's action plan, but I guess our group hasn't been fighting quite as passionately in the last couple of years as we possibly should have been.
Because over the last few years, we've changed that speed limit along Poplar Ave.
Yes, at our request.
Which is great, and the police have actually been policing it and issuing quite a few tickets along there. So that certainly helped. But take your comments on board. Thank you.
Right, I think the... Thank you, Lynn, for
fine.
Coming
thank
and speaking
you.
To us. The next speaker is Paul Callister. Pardon? Oh, okay, we're going back to Michelle Michelle, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yep, you've got 3 minutes.
Thank you. So 131 days ago, I stood here and presented a petition of 1,115 signatures to council requesting that the Waikanae recycling facility remain open. From my notes on that day, I noted the ability in the Climate Emergency Action Plan to empower iwi-led and other community-led projects. And I suggested an option to keep the Waikanae facility open, not by the existing operator, but to look at our community-led project as another alternative. Today, under item 9.3, you're considering recycling options. I'm disappointed that no one from council contacted me or any other person to undertake any consultation on the options, paragraph 57 of the report, and that no mention of the petition or issues raised at the meeting on that date in July are methodically addressed in this paper. I believe that paragraph 3 is incorrect. I checked the YouTube replay and the request from the mayor was that the council staff deliver a report on the issues raised, particularly looking at what rural and rural residential areas and looking at recycling district wide. The report under item 9.3 today is a poor response to that request. It does not look at the issues raised by the petitioners. There is no consideration of an option for a community-led initiative in the paper today. This should have been included if staff had properly responded to the mayor's request to consider all issues raised. I put it to you today that a third option to support a community-led initiative in Waikanae be endorsed and that such an initiative be in place by or prior to 1 July 2022. Thank you.
Right. Any questions? No, Lewis, thank you very much for that. And thank you for
taking the time to talk to us.
Paul Callister. Bruce Henderson. I can't hear you.
They were told maybe 10 o'clock.
Oh, I see.
Thank you.
Worship, we've got Mr. McAllister online. Just give him a couple of seconds.
Paul, are you there?
Just give him a couple of seconds to join in.
Paul, are you there?
Hi, Paul. We just need you to connect with your audio.
Can you hear us, Paul?
There should be a command box that allows you to do that on your PC.
You ready, Paul?
No, he's having issues.
Knock, knock. Rhetorical who? Paul.
Hi, Paul, we just need you to connect with your audio. Your video is showing, but you just need to connect with your audio also. Well, he's actually...
Is Bruce Henderson there? Paul. You there, Paul?
You now need to unmute yourself, Paul. Thank you.
I've said Paul so many times, I'm going to have dreams about this. It's scary, yeah.
So are we ready to go?
Paul. Thank you very much. Yep, you've got 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm speaking on behalf of Low Carbon Kapiti and the Kapiti Climate Change Action Group. Both groups backed the Poplar Avenue Crossing petition, which attracted over 700 signatures, mainly local people. I've been long concerned about the safety of this crossing, and as part of this, I've approached council officers a number of times expressing my concern. Minor improvements have been made, signage and such like, but to me the crossing remains fundamentally unsafe, and hence why we started. We know the men in Lycra can cope with these crossings, but we increasingly need to design our cycleways and walkways for the most vulnerable members of society, and this includes young children and a group that's pretty large in Kapiti, older people whose reflexes and eyesight are not as good as they used to be. As frequently stated in European cities that have good cycling infrastructure, the network is as strong as the weakest link. And this crossing is a weak link at the end of an excellent protected shared path going on to, again, and a great path going all the way up to coastlands. A recent cabinet paper states nationally rates of cycling will need to increase by 170% by 2030 and by a whopping 340% by 2035 if we are to significantly reduce transport emissions. We need safe, user-friendly cycling infrastructure quickly rolled out if we are to achieve these goals. Being flat and compact, and generally with good weather except the last few days, Kapiti is in an ideal position to support this mode shift. Let's start with fixing the Poplar Avenue crossing. Thank you.
Right. Any questions? Councillor Holliday, can I get a quick one?
Yes, sir. Through you, Mr. Chair. It's just the same question I asked Lynn. In regards to the Poplar Ave between Matai Road and the Old State Highway 1, you talked that there were excellent pathways all the way to coastlands. Could you get a comment on the condition of the pathway between on Poplar Ave between Matai Road and the Old State Highway? Are you happy with the condition there?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's safe because you can cycle on the footpath. And then you get into the
lovely. Thank you.
Past Tera, yeah.
Okay. Paul, there are no more questions. Thank you for taking the time talking to us. Is Bruce Anderson there? Bruce, you there?
Sorry, Guru. Yes, I am.
Right. You've got 3 minutes. Away you go.
Hang on. I need to do a few adjustments. I was asked not to join until 10:10, so I'm actually running a bit early.
Oh, well done.
Okay. Yes, that's adjusted volume, so I can hear you well now. Sorry. What was it you said?
You've got 3 minutes, sir.
That's fine. What, now?
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, we're very early because I was told not before 10:20.
Local government is a very fluid creature.
Fair enough. Okay. I'm speaking as chair of the Council Cycleways, Walkways, Bridleways Advisory Group. And it's regarding the petition that was presented to Councillor Hanford. I think it's being presented at this meeting. Is that correct?
Yes.
I've been aware of the petition since it was first launched, and I followed it through the entire process, and I was present when it was actually presented to Councillor Hanford, along with several other members of the advisory group. And so it's obviously been very much on our radar. It's been obvious from the number of signatures that the great majority of signers are members of our own community, and that there's wide concern about the safety of that particular issue in Poplar Ave. Not only about tamariki getting to and from the school, from their schools, but for all those who walk and ride into and out of Queen Elizabeth Park, local walkers, riders, and of course visitors to the district and people just getting from place to place. With the current development of the park by Greater Wellington Regional Council and implementation of the Kapiti Destination Management Plan, the rapid uptake of e-bikes and the increasing emphasis on low, active and zero emission travel, which of course are explicitly referred to in a number of council strategies, use of this crossing by a wide range of users is only going to increase in the long term. Didn't realise my video wasn't on. That's better. So it's actually a very critical link in our entire Stride and Ride network. And at the present, it's possibly the most unsafe single point on the network. Most of them have been dealt with in various ways, for example, along the expressway. This one, not so much yet, and so it's still very much an issue. I think CWB Advisory Group's got a responsibility to respond to the petition and to seek to ensure that as soon as possible it's addressed, for the safety, particularly of tamariki, as the petition says. So as such, I'm placing it as a matter of priority on the ongoing agenda. We've got a meeting next week and it will be brought up there. Thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Right. Thank you very much for that. Any questions? Bruce, there doesn't seem to be any questions. Thank you for taking the time to speaking to us on this matter.
Thank you. I'm sorry I was late for when I was going to present. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Kia ora. I'm going to move to public exclusion now. If the two community board chairs leave you, we'll call you back soon after we're finished. I move that we go into public exclusion. Can I have a seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Holbrow, all those in favour say aye. Aye. Those against, we're now in public exclusion.
Just give it a moment. We'll turn everyone off.
We'll turn everybody else off.